You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
He's tackled the ball, he scores. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. He's tackled the ball to get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal.
He's playing football, he's having fun.
Score a goal,
scoring a goal.
I've got my feet in my football shoes. Kick it in the goal and we just can't lose.
Just score a goal, he scores.
Kick the ball with your scoring shoes. I'll score a goal and you do the same. We'll definitely win this football game.
He's shoot the ball, he scores.
Score a goal, we're
scoring a goal.
To get control, kick it with your feet, then score a goal.
Control the ball,
and
score a trick.
Score a goal, it's a
scoring
hit. I'll score a goal, and you do the same. We'll definitely win this football game.
He's playing football,
he's scoring. Score a goal, it's
scoring a goal.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill. Alex Dunn and Jason Lewis here to look at the best of League 1 and 2 over the coming weekend. Six games to go at in just a few moments. First things first, good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are we doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Bit of a sore head, but can't complain on this Thursday afternoon.
Look at this. Wednesday night drinking, listeners. Will he ever learn? Oh, Jason. Anyway, hopefully you got your prep done before that. In fact, you did, because you texted me yesterday with the games that you wanted to look at. So, hopefully, we can still have a winner or two, regardless of your sore head. Some good games coming up as well this week, aren't there? Some competitive action. And we're going to start in League One with Barnsley against Bury. Barnsley are even money. The draw is 12-5 and Bury in the betting at 11-4. Coming into this, you've got Bury sitting in 15th spot. They've been pretty indifferent throughout the season. They're facing a Barnsley side who are in rampant form at the minute. Wins galore. We had a 6-1, didn't we, against Rochdale. They've followed that up with a 1-0 win at Bradford and a 1-0 win at Swindon. And to be honest, Bury shouldn't pose them much of a problem if they can turn up here in the same form that they've shown in their recent games. They've gone from relegation candidates to all of a sudden people just going, playoffs? They're only 5 points away. Stranger things have happened, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. Turned it around. Form side, probably not just in the division, in the whole of the Football League at the moment. You look at the way they've been playing, and this game obviously taking place on Sunday because they're in JPT Northern final action as we record this tonight, Thursday evening, it's Fleetwood. So interesting to see if that game will affect how they do here. But the first leg didn't really, because you just look at how their results have been going, really. It's just sat in mid-table, but they're definitely closing the gap on the playoffs and they're right on the heels there. Lee Johnson, probably a shoe-in for manager of the month for January, you'd expect. Three straight wins at home, 6-1 over Rochdale, 2-1 against Millwall and 4-2 over Blackpool. A fantastic turnaround, really, because early on in the season when they were on that barren run from October through the whole month of October, there's a lot of football in this division, and the start of November, to lose the number of games they did in succession, I did fear they could be in a bit of a relegation dogfight, but they've turned it around, and this Bury side for them is just one league win in six games. Only managed a 0-0 draw last time out with Lowly Crew, so coming here with no confidence whatsoever. And the win in their last away game at Oldham was their first away win since the opening weekend of October when they beat Colchester, also right down the bottom. So they just come into this game and you see Barnsley even money. It's not a big price, obviously, they're even money, but it's great value for me in a side that are just doing so well, because Bury started the season banging form, one defeat in their opening 13 games, in their first six away matches, four wins and two draws. But since then, away from home, it's been seven defeats and just the one win against Oldham. So I don't think they'll come here as happy travellers. And I think Barnsley to win here, and I've got to back Sam Winnell to score. 15 league goals for Barnsley this season, 9 goals in his last 6 games. So I think behind Adam Armstrong in the League One goal scoring charts, but he's hot on his heels and got fighting for that thing. And Sam Winnell, 5-4 here to score any time. I would really like the anytime win cast here at 21-10 for Barnsley to win and Sam Winnell to score any time. You're looking for something a bit different. If you're feeling adventurous this weekend, Alex, Sam Winnell and Leon Clark score anytime double, 5-1. Leon Clark for Bury. He's got 13 league goals this season. Bury have only scored 36 goals. So he's got nearly half of their goals. And the last four goals they've scored they've only scored 4 goals in their last 8 matches. But Leon Clark's got all of them. So a bit of a punt there at 5-1. But the way I play this one is Barnsley to win. If you're happy with that even money price, take it. If you want a bit more of it, I'd add Sam Winnell to score because he is banging form at the moment.
Okay. Barnsley riding the crest of a wave at the minute. Can they continue that form on Sunday? We shall see. Another game on Sunday is Port Vale against Coventry. That's the next game we're going to look at. Port Vale 19-10, the draw 9-4, and Coventry are 29-20. Coventry stuttering, aren't they? They drew at home to Walsall and then three straight defeats at home to Burton, away at Southend and at home to Scunthorpe. Two of those sides obviously are up there with them. Scunthorpe aren't quite, really, if we're being honest. They are a mid-table side and Coventry need to get their act together. They've pretty much surrendered the chance to go up automatically. They're now staying in the fight to stay where they are, basically, and get in the playoffs. They're coming up against a Port Vale side who hit a bit of form. They're very much up and down, but again, they're only 1 point off the playoffs, and if they could win this, they'd be within 2 points of Coventry, Jason.
Yeah, it's a really interesting game for me, this one. When you look, if I had to just think about Port Vale and Coventry, who was having the better season, I think Coventry would be way ahead of them, but so close in the division, and Port Vale, as they have all season, match most teams in the division, pulling out some big results, but what's let them down is their away form, really. They've got the fifth best home record in the division, but the fifth worst away record. And when you look at a team like Coventry, for example, they've got some consistency. They're at the top end of both of those tables. That's what you need in this division if you're going to make the playoffs this season. But Port Vale here at home, very, very strong side. One defeat at home all season. That came way back in September. Since then, it's been four draws and six wins at Vale Park. They've scored in all their games other than that defeat against Millwall. So they come here and it's a very big price for them here, I think, really, to get a win. You can get them on draw no better, even money, which they've only lost one home game all year. And we're getting way into the season now. So it's not just like that's a coincidence, really. And Coventry, possible suggestions they've run out a bit of steam, really. Like, they've got Adam Armstrong tied down. They secured that move in the middle of January, staying on loan until the end of the season. Brought in a couple of defenders on deadline day on loan, Jack Stevens from Southampton and Bailey Cargill from Bournemouth, to try and bring a bit of solidity to this defence that's conceded 8 goals in the last 4 games. And Adam Armstrong's dried up a little bit recently. It just doesn't seem to be quite clicking for Coventry at the moment. And they were on such a good run prior to those defeats. But in fact, now it's one win in their last 5 away games, drawing 2 and 2 defeats. So I would say they are technically within a chance of making the top two, still. But with how consistent Burton, Gillingham and Walsall have been, I think they've got to focus on securing that playoff spot as they are. And I think here, it's a difficult place to go for Port Vale. And with that such a big price for them to win this game, I'd be looking for a pro Port Vale market. And for me, the win price there is 19-10. And alternatively, I'll put another goal scorer up as well if you want in this game. AJ Leach-Smith, anytime. Didn't score throughout August, September or October, making up for lost time. He's got 10 goals since mid-November and scored 3 in his last 4 games. He's really banging form and he's anytime here 19-10. But I think it's a big price to take on the outright, but Port Vale to win at 19-10 is definitely worth looking at.
OK. The final game we're going to look at is Gillingham against Swindon. Gillingham 4-5, the draw 11-4, Swindon a 16-5. This one back on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Gillingham aside that I've adored so far this season, but they've not quite been as good of late. Yes, they beat Peterborough at home in their last home game. That was 2 starts ago, but they lost at Blackpool when last seen. Blackpool, who were another side, who were pretty resurgent and are making a decent case for staying in the division. Gillingham, though, their home form remains the best in the league. They are at home here. Swindon, typically not the strongest travellers. Lost 7 on the road so far this season. Once again, Gillingham fairly attractively priced at home, Jason.
Yeah, just shorter than even money, I think. And when you're looking at the best home side in the division against the Swindon side who are in the bottom half, you've got to be biting your hand off, really, to get that price at 4-5. I think it's an excellent value, really. 35 points they've taken from their 14 home games this season. Just one defeat, which came against Burton. They were pretty much outclassed in that game on the day. But other than that, they're just a very backable side at home, really. When scored 31 goals, conceded just 12. It brings all sorts of markets into play, really. So you look, for example, 6 home wins by at least 2-goal margin, 9 overall if you include away games, makes the 2-1 handicap -1 an attractive option. Or the double result is there at a slight shorter 9-5. It's probably the play for me in this one because leading at half-time and half of their home games this season, they've gone on to win all 7 of those. So it's really strong side. And you look at Swindon sitting there, not in the immediate danger of going in a relegation dogfight, but they're still going to need to keep picking up the odd wins as they have done over the last month or so to just sit in mid-table and sort of consolidate their position without winning three games. And they've had some toughies. A point at Sheffield United is always a good effort, whatever the circumstances, really. But edged out by the form side in the division, Barnsley, who we've already spoken about, and also Port Vale, we spoke about in the last game, lost to them in midweek. So it's another test today. And then they've got to be looking for points against Colchester and Blackpool in their two games after this one. So for me, it's got to be Gillingham to win this game when Swindon, away from home, just one win against the sides that currently sit above them in the table. And that was way back in August against Southend. So other than that, three draws and five defeats from teams above them. They just can't match the big sides away from home. So I think Gillingham to win this one and probably to win it well. It's just being smart with your money, really. I personally like the double result here on Gillingham to win at 9-5. So Gillingham to be leading at halftime and then see it into full time at 9-5. But don't begrudge the outright price there at 4-5. Personally, I still think that's a very good bet.
Okay. We'll move to League Two then, where we've got three games to go out once again. And we're going to start with Notts County against Hartlepool. Notts County are priced up at 3-4. The draw, 5-2, and Hartlepool are 100-30. Hartlepool, who started the season fairly well and since then have been pretty abject. They did manage to beat Wickham, if you go back four games. A creditable draw on the road at Cambridge as well, but they lost at home to Exeter last time and they're looking nervously over their shoulder at Dagenham and York. That said, Notts County are no great shakes, let's be honest. They really struggled on the road, but the fact that they're not quite in a relegation dogfight means that their home form must be pretty decent. They've actually got the sixth best record in the league. They lost at home to Oxford and they lost at home to Wimbledon in the last two. Their home record was even better prior to that. But this is not an easy game for Hartlepool, is it? I mean, Notts County do let in plenty of goals at home, but Hartlepool not the most prolific either. It doesn't look easy for them.
No, I'm really concerned for this Hartlepool side from the point of view whether they're going to be able to stay in the division, really. It's just they're fortunate, as I've said before, that Yeovil and York have been so poor this season, really, at the foot of the table. But their gap's just getting smaller. And I know they've got a few games in hand, but I don't think that's going to give their fans much comfort, really, with how they've been doing over the last two or three months. They're probably a surprise win over Wickham remains their only victory in eight games. And Yeovil are starting to pick up points here or there. And it was Hartlepool last year that came from the foot of the table and escaped. They've just been wary that Yeovil don't do it to them this season, really. And three home games in the space of 8 days after this week's game and huge games against Stevenage and Yeovil. And then weirdly, because of the rearrangements, they've got the reverse of this fixture coming up in mid-February. So these sides will get to know each other fairly well. So Hartlepool against Notts County, who score a lot at home, I think that's probably their only hope, really, is that Notts County do, as you say, let in an odd too many goals at home. It's been a long time, really, for them. And they've kept just two clean sheets at Meadow Lane this season and conceded in their last seven home games. Staggering. If you want to see entertainment, 50 goals at Meadow Lane this season, average of over 3.5 a game. So plenty to look at in terms of the goals markets. Both teams to score an over here, very good option at 5-4, which is a better price than Notts County to win the game. And I'd back that to land very heavily, I think. And interestingly, there's been 14 home games for Notts County. A staggering 12 different score lines have taken place for them. But I think 8 of the 14 games have seen over 2.5 goals. All of these have seen both teams score. It's whether you think Notts County are going to win. So Notts County have won 5 of those games. So they can get it done with plenty of goals. So Notts County and 3 or more goals in the match is there at 7-4. Don't want to be negative and sit on the fence on this one. But I think both teams are scoring over 2.5 goals. Just looks a nice, simple bet. I know Hartlepool do have a very poor goal-scoring record. I think it's the worst in the division. But Notts County do lay in the odd goal, and I think they will win this game, but I'm not confident enough to back them completely. So both teams to score an over 2.5, a good option. If you are pushing me, Notts County and plenty of goals in the game.
Okay, Portsmouth up next. They are home to Leyton Orient, and Portsmouth in fifth spot. Not quite as solid as they have been, but still in there with a shot, but so are Leyton Orient. They are 4 places below them, but only 2 points below them and could leapfrog them with a win here. It is very, very tight and congested even, from 5th spot down to 13th, really, with Carlisle with all those games in hand. This certainly won't be easy for Portsmouth. Like I said, at home, typically pretty solid. Only lost twice at home all season. But Leighton Orient, under Kevin Nolan, we spoke about them last time. They did fall at home to Cambridge, which was perhaps a little bit of a shock, but they'll be keen to get back on track here.
Yeah, I think it's Portsmouth are a very frustrating side for me, really, with the amount of talent they've got at their disposal. They've signed a lot of players in the summer, gone again in January, and Tuesday night's game sums it up, really. They're leading in the game, and then the keeper scores for Morecambe in added time. Like, you couldn't make out, really. I think Paul Cook's pretty bemused by himself, to be honest. And then on Saturday, I was at the game as a Bournemouth fan in the Cup, and I held my hands up for 60 minutes. Portsmouth outplayed Bournemouth, and I know we made a lot of changes, but it's still a very good side that was put out Championship Birmingham in the previous round. So it just is very frustrating for Portsmouth to see. It's so many draws. That's the difference. They've got the most draws in the Division 12 in the so far this season, and they'll probably get a few more. And that's the difference between them and the top three. Just letting Leeds slip, for example, on Tuesday just summed it all up, really. The second best defence in the division, fourth best attack. These numbers don't add up, really, because they have absolutely hammered some of the teams at the bottom earlier on in the season. But I think if they do end up in the playoffs, which it looks likely, they should be confident to back themselves with the fact they just don't lose that many games. And in a cup sort of situation, I think with Fratton Park absolutely buzzing, they've got every chance. But focusing on this one, they've had it again with another striker in their team. Michael Smith joined on loan from Swindon. He played on Tuesday, but Paul Cook admitted it's going to take him a little bit of time to get up to match sharpness. But he won a similar impact to Mark McNulty, who came from Sheffield United in around October, and he added a bit of a cutting edge to the Portsmouth line. And Mark McNulty had scored any time 17 to 10 was a very big price for me. And I look at Leighton Orient, and possibly the honeymoon's over for Kevin Nolan. He's got to sort of kick on now and get down to it and start picking up results, because this Leighton Orient team will still have hopes of crashing into the playoffs, and they do always score plenty of goals. Now 13 games in a row, home and away, and 11 games on the road that they've scored, only failed to score in one away contest this season. So I think difficult to say with Portsmouth, because a lot of their games have been 0-0 draws, 5-0 draws this season, but I think a draw suits no one in this game. And I think Portsmouth always seem to do better when teams come out and attack them. Leighton Orient never really sit in and play for an edgy draw. So I think both teams to score no draw here really looked a good option for me. It's 7-4. 9 matches for Portsmouth this season have seen a win for one team and both teams scoring, and even more for Leighton Orient. That's 11 times for them. I think that's a good bet in this game, because expect an open game, plenty of goals, and it's just a bit too difficult for me to back Portsmouth with some of the leads they've let slip recently. So I think both teams to score no draw is a very good bet in this one at 7-4.
Okay, the final game that we're going to look at is Exeter against Oxford from St James's Park. Exeter are 14-5, the draw 23-10, and Oxford are 10-11. I was against Oxford with my nap last week, which landed. That was Blackburn in the FA Cup, but Oxford in the league have been in fantastic form throughout the season. That said, they did slip up against Bristol Rovers a couple of weeks back. They got back on track with that win at Portsmouth, and they come up against an Exeter side here who have been in good nick in the league. Won 3 in a row at Leighton Orient, then at home to Accrington, and then away at Hartlepool. Personally, I thought that Exeter were quite a big price here, Jason. I looked at a sort of pro Exeter bet for a nap, maybe Exeter plus a goal. Didn't go for it in the end. It's not that I'm against Oxford, I just think they're a little bit short here.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it, when you see a game like this, when in the right thinking mind you think Oxford should win the game, but as an away side here, they just do look a little bit short for me, really, as well. But I'm so confident with Oxford getting results this season, home and away. They just seem to have a knack of doing it. The amount of times they've won their 4-1-0 away wins, which is no easy job holding on to Leeds by a single goal away from home. And it might be 2 defeats in their last 6 games after losing just 2 of their opening 21. But they're still sitting in a very strong position. And with games in hand, can overtake Plymouth and jump into second spot once they get those games in hand played. And Exeter is just very, you look at their record, 12th in the division, they've got the 12th best home record and the 12th best away record. They're distinctly, no offence to them, distinctly mid-table. I think their barren run over Christmas where they lost 4 straight games, I know they're still very close to the playoffs and they could do if they put a run together, but they just haven't really put more than, they've the longest streak this season without defeat has been 4 games, and they're going to have to do more than that if they're going to just get past the teams, let alone get the points. There's a lot of teams between them and the playoff spots. And I think they do have the ability to get the big results against the top team. They won at Portsmouth and Plymouth, and at home they beat Accrington. But the current top three in this division for me are a class above everyone else, and Oxford outplayed them on Boxing Day at the Kazakh Stadium. So I think Oxford to win it, I'm confident, and I did want to get some more value on Oxford to win this game. So scored enough goals to make me confident they could win the race to two here at 8-5, slightly bigger price than the 23-20 on them to win. And I think that's a very good option, really, away from home. And then a little time bet here. 17 of their 24 goals have come in the second half of matches away from home. Overall, 27 of their 42 in the second half. So Oxford to win the second half here, which they certainly do more times than they don't, 8-5 as well, is a very good option as well. That bet obviously might change in game, but pre-matches 8-5 is very worth looking at.
Okay, fair enough. Right then, we'll move on to Naps. If you want to hear Pete Farry's thoughts on the Championship action, that's just above us on the playlist here. We'll get to mine and his Nap in just a second, but what's your best bet of the weekend, Jason?
Really like some of the stuff that we've put up in League One, especially this weekend. There's sort of a bet in each game that I really did like, but for me, the pick I'm going to go for is Gillingham double result, half-time and full-time. We're both big fans of Gillingham. Us on this podcast, we're not, neither of us are Gillingham fans, but just like the way they go about their football, and they're really, all the teams at the top of that division are sort of outdoing themselves in a way, and putting themselves up against the big sides like Wigan and Coventry and Sheffield United, and doing better than them. And I think Gillingham here at home against the Swindon side, who are just going to stay in the division, really. They've just got to pick up the odd result here or there. Gillingham to win, be leading at half time, and then win the game 9-5, I think it's a very good bet.
Okay, Gillingham half-time, full-time at 9-5, the pick for Jason. We're going to put that in a treble with Jordan Rose to score any time for Pete. Of course, Middlesbrough are home to Jordan Rose's old club Blackburn at the weekend. So Rose at 13-10. We've got the Gillingham half-time, full-time from Jason. And for me, it's Crewe plus a goal at home to Rochdale. Crewe are still bottom of the table, but they've drawn three in a row. They're getting pretty solid and they're overpriced once again. Rochdale do not travel particularly well. Put those three together and it's nearly 13-1. So a big price for that, Jason. Fingers crossed we can get that in.
Very good bet.
Great talking to you. I won't be here next week. It's going to either be Lee Phelps or Mark Walton. Catch up with you soon.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.